Well, hello there, and welcome to this week's Week in Review here at Chilled Digital Marketing. I wanted to start off by saying I didn't come on last week because I had an appointment on Wednesday, so I was going to pre-record on Tuesday, and we are located here in Boulder, Colorado, and so you may or may not know, we had a tragic shooting on Monday, and I just was not in a headspace on Tuesday. So much apologies, and I will be bringing you 2 weeks of news today. I wanted to start off with the Chill Business Journey latest episode that came out last week, and it's all about organizing your visuals. The whole theme for this month was visuals on social, and we got into some tools you can use and some strategies you can use to organize your visual assets for your business, and we even have a worksheet that you can download to kind of get that ball rolling if you already don't have a process for your business. You can snag that at chilleddigitalmarketing.com/87. All right, let's dive into this week's news. In Facebook, they have announced a new Messenger feature that's gonna make it easier for users to know where and how to recycle in their local communities. So that's kind of a neat thing. That's Facebook partnering with recycling and local community programs. And they also shared some tips on how to create posts that look and feel like your brand. So you may want to check out those tips. Who better than the horse's mouth to get the information on how to best use their platform? And they are also showcasing 3 free workshops or courses that you can access in Facebook Blueprint. And they are aligning your ads with your business goals, how to understand your audience, and tips for visually awesome ads. So be sure to check out those resources as well. They have also increased their protection for brands with some suite of tools for copyright owners so that they can claim and collect earnings on copyrighted content that is published by others on the Facebook platform. And they also have enhancements to their commerce and ads IP tool to protect against infringing content as well. So if those are areas that your business needs to make sure there's not, you know, creep on your intellectual property, check those out so that you can be and stay protected. Facebook's Rise Group, which supports professionals in the ads agency industry, are expanding beyond their inaugural launch in Latin America to now include Singapore, Italy, the US, and Canada. And they've also announced that you can use physical security keys to protect your accounts with two-factor authentication. So you may want to check that out too. In the Instagram world, IGTV ads are now expanding to select creators in the UK and Australia. Last year, they had launched a beta program here in the US. They're expanding it a little. Not everyone has this access, but it is available to more and more people as time goes on. They are also shared a post explaining some phishing scams going on regarding their platform and how you can protect yourself. So be sure to check those out. All of these links are on the show notes page for this episode. In Pinterest news, they are sharing how travel boards are exploding right now on their platform. And that's because more people are creating or visualizing their travel plans that they're going to do when this pandemic is over. And the actual number of creative travel boards on the platform are more than they were pre-pandemic. So even people that weren't planning any upcoming travel are planning to travel. I think we can all relate to that. In LinkedIn news, they had a lot of new enhancements and tools for their platform. So one is in a themed area of enhancing your personal story or your personal brand on LinkedIn. So these are things that would apply to your profile page. You can now create a video cover stories for your profile in LinkedIn, as well as a service page right on your profile page. So the services you offer. And you can also have the option to display your gender pronouns up there with your profile information at the top. And there is also a new creator mode for profiles. And then those that do live broadcasts, you now automatically will have your cover photo at the top be your live stream when you go live. You still have to be approved to be able to do those, but that's another cool feature. They also shared a LinkedIn video ads guide that has 4 tips to exceed your marketing goals. So if you are, you know, using LinkedIn for, or using ads on LinkedIn, you definitely want to check that out. In YouTube news, the YouTube Shorts beta are now coming to the US. So be on the lookout for that, as well as expanding features in that tool. And they're also committed to effective communication about COVID. Other platforms have been announcing ways that they're doing this over the last few weeks. And so on their platform, they have 2 billion plus monthly users. So they want to make sure pertinent information on vaccinations are accessible to everyone that uses them. And if you advertise on YouTube and your business aligns with the hip hop genre of music, then you may want to utilize this in YouTube Selects, which is a tool on where your ads can be shown on the platform. And the reasoning behind this is, in the US, the top 3 genres of music on YouTube are hip hop, rock, and pop. And then between October and December of 2020, hip hop was the most viewed genre of music in the US. And hip hop artists occupied all 10 slots in YouTube's 10 most viewed artists in the US. So if your brand aligns with hip hop, you may want to make sure you are choosing that so that you get in front of the eyes of the people you want to be seen or want to be seeing your ads. And then they also have some new premiere tools. So if you're utilizing the premiere feature on YouTube, they now have some live redirects, trailers. Both of those, you need 1,000 subscribers and no community guideline strikes against you to be able to use them. And then also countdown themes. So check those out if you are doing premieres on YouTube. In the Snapchat world, they have released their first winning augmented reality campaign called Show Them Who We Are. And this comes from a collaboration with AdColor to launch the Snapchat Creative Council. And then that council has inspired little pods of groups of people to create. And this first winner is Show Them Who We Are. So you can go check that out. And they've also acquired an apparel sizing analytics firm to bring their product into the Snapchat universe. And what that's going to do is help online shoppers virtually find clothes in the right size. I'm assuming you plug in your dimensions and then it tells you what's going to fit you well or not. In TikTok news, they are adding more features as their chops are growing in the social platform world. And they have joined the big dog of Facebook with a new ads library called Top Ads. And this will allow businesses to find the best performing ads in different ranges of categories. So you can go see what is working on the platform. And if it is something that will work for your business, you can then emulate that for yourself. They also hosted their first employee hackathon with 120 participants. So that gives them, you know, this little spark or spurt of energy where, you know, some new features might be coming out of this. And they also released a new auto reply message feature for business accounts in their messaging area of their platform. And they joined the Coalition to End Wildlife Tracking online. Who knew TikTok was being used this way? But kudos for them for joining that coalition. They also announced select creators can now also create playlists on their accounts. And so this enables them to group themes of TikTok clips that could, you know, all work together or be an ongoing showing of certain themes of the different videos that they create. In Clubhouse news, there's not really much update, but there is a PSA that I want to let you know about. There Clubhouse is still only available for iOS, so Apple users. And a lot of the Android users have that FOMO, so they're constantly looking and searching to see, you know, when and if they have, you know, been given the green light to be able to use their devices on the platform. And what that has spawned is scammers to pop up, and they're creating websites. So if someone does a search online, it'll take them to this website and it looks legit, but it wants you to download the app on their website, not going to the Google Play store to download the app. And then people are downloading these apps and it's releasing malicious malware on their phones that then give like over 450 different site access, like logins. So think stores and cryptocurrency and banking institutions. So be careful. If you are an Android user, there will be an announcement when it's available for you. So just be careful with that. In this week's Allyship segment of the week, I wanted to share with you a consortium called the Black Doctors Consortium, and they're bringing education and advocacy for African Americans to reduce the incidence of disease and death from the coronavirus. So you can get links to that consortium as well as all of the news on the page for this web live feed podcast at chilleddigitalmarketing.com/weekinreview. Alrighty, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you next week. All right, bye-bye for now.